Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage. Now, like the third Hobbit movie, which we've come back around to, Mason, let's make this a really strong opening and then just, I don't know, nothing. We'll do like 2 good minutes.
Yeah, terrific.
Just an extended kind of waffle. Maybe we'll bring in some characters that aren't normally in these videos, you know,
That'd be great.
Hosts.
Yeah, for sure.
And people are like, what's this? What's happening? I don't know. Just slap together some kind of narrative.
Give us some. We'll bring in some characters that get a lot of screen time, but they don't have an arc.
Oh yeah.
For some reason, they're just in it for a bit and then they're gone. We could all get a nemesis that, like, our own individual nemesis that's just a vague guy.
Okay.
Like, we could get an orc each.
All right.
Just a weirdly mutilated orc that comes at us, and you're like, did we switch orcs a minute ago? Or
was this the orc I was fighting in the previous movie? Mm. This is a different whitish orc. Anyway, leave a like.
It's a long movie, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Well, it's the shortest of these three.
I don't mean as compared to other movies.
Well, not nowadays, Mason.
This movie could have been wrapped up in a webisode. This trilogy. It could have just been delivered to everybody's phones like that U2 album. Remember?
Is that the modern landscape of media still?
Correct, yes.
Great, terrific. Anyways, the modern landscape of media also demands that people leave a like. But you know what? The first 10 minutes of this... The opening action sequence with Smaug. And look, I forgot he doesn't use the big tower. I think last video I was like, ooh, I wonder if he uses the big tower that they've got. Ooh, I wonder if that big tower's going to come back. No, he uses his son as to fire an arrow at the dragon.
A more normal thing.
I think that's so cool and so great.
And would serve as a perfect finale to the second movie. And there should have been 2 movies and then no more movie. But you're right. Now, the last couple of weeks you've been banging on about how you read a book. You read The Hobbit. Is this how The Hobbit ends?
Yeah.
Like, second act ends with the dragon and then they just mill around for a while?
Well,
look, just some armies. This movie's called The Battle of the Five Armies. And you'd be like, that might be a bit thrilling. It's not, is it?
No. Not
it took
really.
So long. I'm like, are you? Are they sure there's gonna be five armies?
Oh, here's a question for you.
Orcs.
Yep, that's what I was gonna ask.
Dwarves.
Orcs, dwarves,
elves.
Yep.
The townsfolk.
Yep. The men's.
Is there another set of humans?
Well, there's different.
Those big worms that show up. Do they count as an army?
No, Mason. But apparently,
I'm already lost.
Depending on what version or who you believe and whatever, it's the eagles are the fifth one.
Oh.
And there's also some people who say the orcs are actually, in the book, it's like it's two different armies. There's different schools of thought. And also, in the book, which I don't know if you mentioned it or I mentioned it, but I have read it, Frodo, Bilbo, the guy.
Yeah, the main guy, sure.
The main guy. Well, sort of the main. He was the main guy.
He was the main
he?
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, for two and
but,
a bit
but, but in this one, we've got a couple of main guys.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other main guys. But if you were going to say something about Frodo or Bilbo?
Yeah, he gets knocked out. Mm. So you don't see any of the battle. And he does get knocked out in this, but we still see a bunch of stuff happen because there's a bunch of battle. He gets knocked out. And there's cameramen.
Film all of it, what's happening.
Exactly.
But in this, we have a bunch of other main characters. We have Thorin comes to the fold again because he's gone treasure mad.
Yep.
And he's got to get over that by getting over it.
He's
having
just
a bit of a think and a little dream.
Yeah, I like
a
that.
Little golden dream. And then he's like, nah, I'm over this, actually.
He Boromirs it.
Yeah. And we've got another main character in that, like, that weird boogity guy from the previous one. You know, the guy, he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The worm tongue guy. Yeah.
That guy. And he's all like, I'm gonna keep getting
my eyebrows touched.
Luke Evans is going to be like, hey, go and do this. And then I'm going to subtly betray him. And then he's going to be like, well, actually do this. And I'm going to subtly betray him again.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, I certainly was like, when's this guy going to get his comeuppance? Or when's he going to become a hero?
Well,
neither. Right. No, he doesn't. Nothing happens with this guy.
Well, not in this version. In the extended version, he gets like thrown from a catapult or something.
Oh, that's fun.
Like his greed takes over. Mm-hmm. Also, have Stephen Fry be the guy who's like, have him be the guy who's in and out of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or both of them at least.
He was probably too busy filming QI or whatever.
He was probably filming QI, Mason. Anyways, yeah, you mentioned Thorin. He's drunk. He's just like, oh, Jesus. I love gold, and I think I've got a headache. I don't know. He's just not having a good time of it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, to answer your question from a bit back, like, I guess, The Return of the King, there's a bunch of stuff that does happen in the book.
Mm-hmm.
After the dragon is killed, there's a bit of, like, interplay between, like, there's the Arkenstone stuff, mm-hmm. and the armies turn up, and there's a bit of a battle which we don't see, and then they all walk home and whatever. Various orcs and goblins and dwarves die, and then they have a big wrap-up, and Bilbo goes home and he goes...
I was sad when some of the dwarves died.
Which ones?
I don't know.
Name them.
I don't know. I can't. And I won't. The sort of blonde one and then maybe another sort of blonde one.
Yeah.
And then the like the GQ model one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was in love with Evangeline Lilly.
I do want to talk about that, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I also want to talk about how during the filming of this, and I think we talked about this in the first video, which feels like a million years ago, Mason, when we started watching these movies, this was shut down. Peter Jackson was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this action sequence is going to work or any of this is going to play out. There's no previs. I haven't written anything down.
Mm.
I look in various states of dishevel during the shooting of this.
I've drawn a diagram of the battle, but it's just a roundabout and all the armies are at different points in the roundabout and who goes first?
And they don't have roundabouts in the US, so they'd be confused. They've got stop signs and street lights and traffic altercations, I assume.
That's right.
He closed it down. He was just like, we're shutting it down. I need to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, apparently, a lot of this is also from, like, the expanded history of Middle-earth and maybe some stuff from, like, Return of the King, the book as well. So they're just like, what have we got? Oh, God, okay. Can we put Legolas in this? I guess he could have been there, I guess. Can he do that weird thing where he video games up those falling steps and whatever?
What do you think of that? Does a little defying gravity. I mean, I get it. The elves are fleet of foot and probably have hollow bones or something.
There's a moment in, I think, first Lord of the Rings 1,
mm-hmm.
where they're all, like, trudging through snow, and he's just walking on top of it. He's like, I love being enough, and I'm not cold, I think that's a thing I can do as well, not be cold. But no, you mentioned the dune worms show up, first apparently seen in the video games, but Bilbo maybe mentioned them in passing in the book. He was like, I think there's big worms, but we never see any of that.
I keep having nightmares about these big freaking worms I saw this time.
Yeah, exactly. Billy Connolly's there. He's like, hello, I'm not real. I'm a CGI man or whatever.
Was he ever on set?
Yes.
He was.
So here's the thing, right?
Yes.
They got him in makeup.
Okay.
They filmed it all. And then what the official explanation for this, and this is obviously bullshit, is that they thought the Billy Connolly-isms of it all got lost in the makeup.
Oh, I see.
So to bring more of him to the forefront,
they ping-ponged all his face.
Oh, maybe. I don't even know if they did that. But he looks like the way that how, you know, occasionally you'll hit a CGI orc. He just looks different. He just looks way too different than the others.
He looks like some kind of supporting character in the most recent God of War game.
He
just looks like a guy who'll maybe sell you a shield or something.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's there as well. But whilst all this be happening, there's five armies. And I'm sure people have got the explanation for what officially the five armies are, Mason. Because I don't know if you know this, Mason. There's a lot of discourse around Middle-earth at the moment. A lot of people have really fascinating opinions that I'm interested in.
Oh, yeah, you're interested
in it. Yeah, I love it.
People should leave them in the comments, I reckon. Or tweet at you, maybe.
Definitely. But there's a side mission going on.
Not me, though, because I agree with them.
Okay.
So whatever you're going to say, I agree.
Even the racist stuff?
No, not the racist stuff.
Anyways, on the side quest, Mason, we get basically some original trilogy characters,
mm-hmm.
like Christopher Lee, pinwheeling about fighting some ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
they got his they happening. Got I presume they got his Star Wars prequel like action figure
yep
like character model and they're just like have him do some flips I don't know
yeah
that's the Wikipedia page for this film says in the battle between these heroes and Sauron it says Galadriel defeats him in a duel of wills does she or does she just stand up and point
she goes I'm the girl from the ring now I hate you. Ah, my hair's wet. I don't know how it works, but she sort of does it in the other movies.
Oh, like a Battle of Wills.
Like, yeah, in a way, it's a Battle of Wills, isn't it? And Christopher Lee's like, don't worry, I'll take care of this. I'm going to follow up with this. I'm just going to see. Yeah, I'm going to see what
happens.
Don't
mind me, wink. Okay, but now you would know, James, of course, because you read the book The Hobbit.
Yeah, love it.
Does he then go and become corrupted by evil, or was he always evil in the first
place? No, he does get corrupted.
Interesting.
And that's why when Gandalf turns up and he's like, I'm Christopher Lee now, bitch. I'll kill you. I'm the White Wizard now. What do you think of that?
Mm.
So, yeah. So he was originally supposed to be a good guy, but wizards, like all things in Middle Earth and not the Harry Potter universe, they have free will. You know what
That's
I mean?
Terrific.
And they can choose to be evil if they are so inclined, which Christopher Lee did. So, you know, that's great. You know what else is free will, Mason?
What's that?
You're a big Lee Pace looking elf, and you're riding a big elk, and he beheads 6 orcs at once. Do you remember that?
I do remember
That's a cool thing that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And another cool thing that he does is come around on a love story. He's like, I hate love and don't do it. Don't do it. I don't want to see any of that. Then at the end, he's like, nah, love's it's all right. I mean, yeah. He's dead now, so yeah, cool. I like it.
Yeah, I would have allowed this, actually. now that it cannot possibly go forward, I think it's cool.
Apparently the love story...
Don't go look at any other dwarves, though. I don't know if I'd think that was cool.
You'd never find one this pretty, by the way.
That's
just
right.
FYI. I've seen a lot of them. Ugly as hell.
Yeah. This guy's a solid 7. That's as good as you'll ever get in the dwarf realm.
But apparently this whole love story thing was a studio note.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, we need something to...
Well, didn't Evangeline Lilly sign on to this trilogy because she was assured that she wouldn't just be given, like, a romantic... foil kind of role.
I think that's right, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to be in this to be a warrior.
Yep.
I don't want to have a romantic subplot sort of just shoehorned in. And they're like, and hey, now you've signed on and you have no real say in this because the machine will destroy us all if we don't go along with this.
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to have a boyfriend.
That's right. But Mason, at least it was real. Do you remember they all agree it was real?
The love was real. The love was real, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good stuff. Now, here's something that's come up a few times in these movies, and people take great umbrage with it, Mason.
Oh, Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, maybe in a way. So the Uruk-hai in the original Lord of the Rings, and I've said that right.
They're like the orcs, but are bigger and scarier.
Yeah, and they're like mixed with men.
Okay.
They're a big deal, right?
Sure.
Because they've been mixing with men.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so they're bigger, they're stronger, they're fleet of foot, Mason.
Of course.
And also they can move in sunlight. And that's a big deal because most orcs, they squirrel away in caves, and, you know, and then during the daytime they scatter.
I see.
Whereas these movies, when does the battle take place?
That's a great question. Winter.
I mean, yeah.
On account of all the snow.
What time of day? I guess.
Yeah, just day. Yeah.
So it's a little kind of like, why is this happening? Why are there so many orcs out in the sunlight? Do you remember even in the Two Towers when the sun comes over the hill?
Vaguely.
And they're all like, ah! But here they're just like, they're out and about. Now, I looked into this.
Go on,
yes. I like my Middle-earth lore, and I like people correcting me on things.
You sure do.
But apparently... It's they can go out in sunlight, but they really just don't like it, and they get really disorientated and whatever. So considering all of that...
Oh, what a brilliant piece of continuity from Tolkien there. No, I just don't like it.
Not a fan, really.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. You know, I like Thorin's arc of he just gets over it, but then he has a big fight.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I don't mind that fight with the white orc, and it's trying to hit him with the thing or whatever. And, you know, they're balancing on the ice, and he just picks up that rock, and he's like, here you go. You know, is this rock?
This rock, idiot.
Yeah,
sure.
Then he goes through the thing. How does he jump out of the water? It's neither here nor there. That's not important.
Mm.
But I think that whole thing is like, it's a pretty decent
a clever thing to
sequence.
Do, throw him the rock, followed by the dumbest thing you could possibly do, which is just like stand over that orc that's under the water and be like, no way he could kick off the bottom there, I reckon.
Nah. Yeah. I reckon this ice is too thick for him to stab me through the ice into the foot. I think. I'm pretty confident about that. So that's good. But the ending of this, though... apparently they wanted Viggo Mortensen, which is how you pronounce his name, Mason.
Yes, sure.
To show up as Aragorn, right? Because there's a hint towards him when they say, like, hey, go and see Aragorn, Legolas. Can you go and see Aragorn to connect these movies to the next movies?
Isn't he a man, though?
Yeah, he's a man, but he lives a really long time. In Lord of the Rings, he's like 80-something years old or whatever.
Nice, looks great.
Yeah, he does look great. You're right. And I think that's cool. But he had the sense to be like, these obviously aren't very good and I don't want to do it.
Really? Not even for, like, 1 second?
He doesn't really do that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah. I mean, think of the things he's done post-Lord of the Rings. He did the horse race desert movie.
Sure.
And he's done, like, some Eastern European gangster movies or
sure,
whatever.
Sure, sure.
But he's mostly just, like...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother... Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Just not doing any of that. Great. I think he just made a bunch of money on Lord of the Rings and just went, I'm just going to hang back, I think.
Does this mean I have to get another tattoo? If I come on and do this one scene in The Hobbit, are you going to make me get another tattoo? Because I'm
not into that. Mm. Yeah. Of course, we get the moment where Ian McKellen clears a pipe for a really long time. Did you see that bit?
No.
He sits next to Frodo or Bilbo and he's just like... How did you not see this?
I guess I disassociated.
It's like a minute long.
No, I think my brain disappeared from my body for a while there.
Well, okay.
This is a long movie, James. I know you said it's not long, but I don't believe you. This movie went forever.
But apparently also, this scene that you definitely remember, they did have some dialogue, but it was like Ian McKellen's last scene, and Peter Jackson was just like, let's just have them sit down and just have a moment of silence so we can all think about what we've done here.
For sure.
Yeah. And I enjoy the bit, I guess, where at the end of the movie, Ian McKellen bangs on the door and he's like, get out here, we're doing Lord of the Rings.
Sure, yeah.
Get your boots. Or you don't wear boots. I don't know. Get a satchel or whatever. Yeah.
Get your ring. I know you didn't lose the ring. I know. Not stupid. You stupid little hobbit. Lost the ring, as if you'd lose the ring.
You'd never lose that ring.
No.
No way, man.
And then Thorin is buried with the Arkenstone.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
What did it do?
What did it do?
Yeah.
It's really nice. You didn't think it was nice?
I mean, I did think it was nice, yeah.
Do you think it would send you mad?
With how nice it is?
Yeah.
I'd reckon I'd be above it all, actually.
You take it to, like, a cash converters and maybe get $600 for it or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Trade
it
yeah,
for
yeah.
a PlayStation
Put
5.
Put on eBay or something? Yeah. I reckon I wouldn't be driven mad by it, and I reckon I wouldn't be corrupted by the ring.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd just be, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd just hold it, the ring in my hand, I'd take it out, I'd chuck it in, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And if anybody's tried to stop you on the way, just be like...
I'd slay him.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, with a sword, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
I wish you were in these movies. And
be over a lot quicker, wouldn't I?
Well, not only that, I just think it would be just what a grand adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To see you milling about in the universe, just not being fussed or affected by anything in it, not getting hungry, your hair's always, you know, dry.
Yeah, sure.
Quaffed. I'm loving it, Mason. Anyways, I do want to talk about the original version, the Del Toro version.
I've just brought a bunch of snacks from the gas station. Does anybody want M&Ms?
But before we do that, before we talk about the original version, let's talk green trivia, Mason.
Yeah, let's do it.
Billy Boyd.
Who
played? He played one of the original Hobbits.
Nice.
He was Merry and/or Pippin, Mason.
That's terrific. I love Merry and/or Pippin.
I agree. He co-wrote and sings the song "The Last Goodbye" over the credits.
It's lovely.
Hey, great. This is actually Christopher Lee and Ian Holm's final movie. Christopher Lee, of course, passed away in 2015 at age 93, and Ian Holm in 2020 at age 88.
Oh, good runs.
Stunning innings. Here we go. The Elk.
In between them, they killed a whole bunch of Nazis. So
they did, didn't
which
they?
Which is fun.
Together?
No, I don't know. I think it was mostly Christopher Lee. I'm just averaging it out.
Okay, sure. Well, I guess between me and Christopher Lee, we've also killed a bunch of Nazis, right?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So the elk on which Lee Pace, Thandral, rides, it's actually played by a horse named Moose.
Makes sense.
Yep. Horrible as well. I don't think we've really circled back to the elves in general. Get fucked. Awful.
You don't like them?
No. They're Why? Rude and hoity-toity. In their stupid cloaks and their long hair. I don't like him, Mason.
I'd probably give him a piece of my mind. If I was in Middle Earth, yeah, I reckon I would.
So you're rude and I don't like your clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. You probably remember this, but when Viggo Mortensen kicked the helmet in The Two Towers, you've probably seen this footage, he actually broke his toe in the process, but he stayed in the scene.
Interesting.
In doing that. So that scream is real. That scream where he screamed Blue Harvest, that was the real... anger and pain that he was feeling. And because of that, that became, those words, Blue Harvest, became the working title for not only the original Star Wars, but also this movie, Mason.
That's great stuff.
Isn't it just? The dummy, that's the Gandalf dummy that's being carried. Remember that?
Oh, sure, when
Galadriel's like...
Just picks him up like he's a...
Goddamn, I'm strong. Look at me. She's strong as mate. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got the ring powers or whatever. Not the ring, like the girl from the ring. You know?
Oh, I see. Sure.
Yeah. The dummy was actually called Michael Gambon because he plays the other wizard in those other movies.
Sure.
Both of which I've forgotten the names off the top of my head. I told you these would peter out, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw this as well. There's some behind-the-scenes footage of Legolas, as played by the guy who plays Legolas. Are you familiar with the Hobbits of Going to Isengard theme or whatever? Hobbits are going to Isengard or whatever.
Absolutely not.
It's like a techno remix.
Absolutely not, no.
Anyway, it was a thing for a time and he sings it.
That's terrific.
Let's talk about the Guillermo del Toro version, Mason.
Okay, now this is the one that he was going to do, but then he's like, nuts to this.
He was going
to
do it so much that he put in 18 months of pre-production. But then he left. He said, I can't do this anymore. This is taking too long. But I think that's not true. I think his vision of what it was... clashed with what the studio wanted and he was thrown out.
Interesting.
I suspect, because there's a whole lot of politicking behind all of this, Mason.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about it with the union stuff and whatever, and Peter Jackson came on board potentially to keep these movies in New Zealand. It's a whole lot of things going on.
And GDT would have just wanted to make all the characters real yucky.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he does. He makes
Sticky and yucky.
Makes everybody sticky and yucky.
All their eyes are on their hands and whatever.
Yeah, right, and vice versa.
Exactly. So what he planned to do...
What if the elves were yucky, he said, and they're like, GDT, you have gone. You've gone a bridge too far.
Exactly. So his original plan was for a single movie, a single The Hobbit movie, if you can imagine such a thing.
I cannot at this point, no.
And then a movie that bridges The Hobbit to Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Then it became An Unexpected Journey and There and Back Again, two movies. The first one would have chronicled Bilbo's full adventure, the whole thing, from when he leaves his house to when he gets knocked out and then it's over or whatever.
Also, skip the army stuff.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah, right. Just a black title card that said, then there was a battle you would not have believed it.
You would have shit bricks. And the next one would have covered Gandalf's adventures. So, you know, he does his little side mission.
Yeah, sure.
So that makes sense. And the idea was also, for him, was that it begins with like a golden age of Middle Earth and it slowly descends into the horrible kind of like
sticky and yucky
universe, which then morphs into the Peter Jackson
Lord
of the Rings movies. Also, some of his original casting was that he wanted Ian Holm to reprise the role fully, completely.
The entirety
of the movie. Mm-hmm. Brian Blessed was also going to play Thorin.
Oh, that would have been good.
I kind of love that. I mean, I think Richard Armitage does a really good job, but Brian Blessed, he was Boss Nass.
That is true, yes.
Also, would have been like more dwarves, you know? I don't know. We talked about the Lindsay Ellis videos last week where she spoke to one of them, and they were so shoved aside that by the end, they weren't invited to the premiere, the Los Angeles premiere. They were like, we can't fit you in there, sorry. Oh, wow. Even though you're in these movies. So one of them reached out on Facebook and was just like, hey, sorry to all the fans, we're not going to be there. And then the studio quickly turned around and was like, hey, what are you so rude for? Fine, you can come, I guess. And then nobody talked to them, apparently. So that's fun, isn't it? Nobody from the studio,
I think it's not fun.
Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know. I think studio interference wrangled Peter Jackson into this. They strong-armed him into it, and then they very slowly wrestled it away from him and, like, stretched it out. I assume, right? Mm. And I think in doing so, it just broke him because he hasn't directed a movie since. Like, he's done, like, a few documentaries. He did that Beatles thing recently.
That's right.
But he hasn't done a project.
He certainly hasn't done a Hobbit movie since then, has he?
No, he hasn't.
And that was his life's passion.
Yeah.
Just endlessly doing Hobbit movies for such a long time.
Apparently Amazon very briefly got in touch with him about the new show, and then they just stopped.
Hello, Peter, this is Amazon. Click. Well, that was brief. They told us he would be brief.
So, yeah, obviously that didn't end up happening. But I guess the question is to you, Mason.
Mm, go on.
Was this worth it? You know, it's 250-plus days of shooting, at least as long as The Lord of the Rings. They were made again in New Zealand, and it helps bolster, you know, their economy in terms of tourism. They made a fun little, you know, in-air safety video that they always do, and Taika Waititi's in it. He's a wizard and right, whatever, sure. You know. And they get some cast to come back and go, ho-ho, Middle Earth and New Zealand and whatever. Is that worth it to you?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Well, what about this, though? Cost $250 million. We're talking box office, Mason. But it only made $940 million, which is slightly less than the last one. But that's still nearly $1 billion.
It sure is, actually.
Obviously, this was well worth their time and effort. And splitting this into three was financially a smart decision.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, critically, commercially, the time that so many people have sunk into watching this or, say, editing a video together, Ben and Lawrence... Maybe other people don't think it was necessarily worth it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Oh, probably could have done without this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon.
Just the dragon bit then. Or not even?
Oh, yeah, no.
Just imagine the destruction.
That's a power move, just to do the dragon bit. You go and you buy your tickets, you sit in the cinema and you're like, why is there another session like 15 minutes after this? What's what's going on? And then it just ends and it's like, yeah, we got that dragon. We got him good.
I probably would have gone to see the dragon bit for a half price ticket. I'll see that in cinemas.
No, it's more than full price.
Ah.
Yeah. Because they know you got to see it.
I guess they do, don't they? Mm-hmm. I remember sitting in the cinema watching this and just wanting to crawl out of my skin.
Which bits?
Just after the dragon dies.
Oh, okay,
and then it just keeps going and going and going. And again, having read the book, a lot of this stuff is in the book. It's just way more interesting in a book.
Because of the theatre of the mind?
Theatre of the mind, I'd imagine. That's got a lot to do with it.
Is the elf-dwarf romance in the book?
No.
Yeah, I thought that'd be
There's no women in those books, Mason. Yes. I mean, they mentioned some in passing. There's Galadriel.
We've heard about women, they say.
And the one who kills the big flying lizard ghost man. You know?
Look, I don't want to lean too heavily into gender stereotypes, but if there were any women involved, they'd be like, seriously, you're going on this trip? Are you serious? Just settle down. You don't need this freaking stone, all right?
Yeah, you're probably
just
right.
Watch the telly.
Yeah, watch the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Mason.
Go on.
Do you know this?
I don't know yet.
We have a podcast called The Weekly Planet.
I did know that.
Yeah, you can listen to it. It's pretty good, I reckon. And we have our own private Patreon called Big Sandwich, where we do bonus things in early. There's early
Very
things.
Very true. If you want a little taste of that, you can go... We were on a little break for the last month, and we put some of those episodes into our regular podcast feed. So if you want to check those out, you can do that.
Yep. Mm. Or you sign up.
I just pay immediately. Sure, yeah. Don't think about it. Just pay immediately.
Exactly, yeah. Does everybody, though, want a hint for next week? I can't hear you. Does anybody?
James, I think there's no one here.
Have these shattered my perception of reality?
Yeah, I'm not even really here.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, you called me up, and you're like, Mesa, can you click?
Anyways, okay, here's the hint towards next week. Hulk stuff, Mason. We're doing those two Hulk movies.
Hulk stuff.
Yeah. Happy with Hulk stuff?
Yeah, I guess. Ang Lee's Hulk?
Yeah, and then the other
one. My goodness.
And the other one and whatever.
I've seen those in ages. People forget. People forget Incredible Hulk as a Hulk movie. People remember the Ang Lee Hulk more than the regular Hulk.
Do you think so?
The Incredible Hulk.
Mm, interesting. Anyways, as mentioned, if you do want to see that early, bigsandwich.co. And let's all never talk about this ever again, all right? Let's all agree.
You think that's an option? How long do you think the window is before we have to start talking Hobbit stuff again?
No, the discourse is around the newer thing. People hate that now, you know, or upset about it.
Yeah, that's true.
At the risk of getting piled upon, from the episodes I've seen, I think it's pretty good. Why did I say that?
There's still the option to cut it out, James.
Yeah, but I didn't, did I?
No.
Yeah. All right, thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. I liked the bit where she ran off the sword, jumped up the sword and killed the troll in the Lord of the Rings.
You know what? I my favorite part of this last movie, I think, is the bit where Luke Evans. We still recording?
I don't know.
It's the bit where Luke Evans sees that his kids are in danger from the big orc kind of thing, and he's like, "I'm gonna roll a minecart at it." Hey, kids, duck!
Yeah, duck.
You're taking a real big chance that they don't just go what and they're killed immediately,
which is what a kid would do.
A kid would absolutely do. What are you saying, Dad?
What?
I want ice cream. Oh, I'm dead. You're lucky you don't have a again. The wife, if the wife were there, she'd be like,
"Don't."
Even if the kids had survived, she would have been like, "Excuse me, you did what? You drove a what at my children? What is wrong with you?"
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.